if it is fine, I'll have to go downtown because I had to send a message, or a letter, rather, to Miserio of Germany in answer to their letter. Miserio, I've known them for many years, worked on projects financed by them while I was still in Leyte, organizing the cooperatives there. They financed their whole education program for the cooperatives and also contributed some equipment. So they've been after me now for the last 2 or 3 years since I've been more or less out of the picture as far as cooperatives are concerned. And recently they've approached me from the People's Cooperative here in Cebu City. It was one of the cooperatives that I started when they set up PICTO here in Cebu City years ago. So Miserio also at the same time wrote me, and so the interest of the manager at People's Cooperative and Miserio's interest in my setting up some kind of a project seemed to come hand in hand. I haven't really made much of an effort over the last 3 years to get involved, and I just left it in God's hand. Said, "Well, if it's something He wants me to do, then He'll tell me in some way." So I answered Miserio a year ago, and I didn't encourage them too much. But now, a year later, all of a sudden, they come back with another letter asking me to. Looking to setting up some kind of a project here in Cebu. So I wrote them and told them that I would be sending a project and probably be along the lines of working with People's Cooperative, trying to help in expansion through loaning and education. And when I started the cooperative movement first in Leyte, a very strong component in our program was the Christian message and the Judeo-Christian principles, which is culturally, I think, very adaptable in this country because all the people we're working with anyway are Catholic. And using this as a basis, the Christian message, the liberation of Christ and so forth, and this is a form of liberation, an economic liberation, but first we felt as priests, of course, that spiritual liberation must come first before there can be any really economic liberation. And unfortunately, since I left the movement, they've concentrated exclusively on the economic and more or less have dropped the spiritual angle. Possibly they didn't feel qualified to do it, and consequently the economic has deteriorated, and people, instead of becoming more Christian or more open, have become more selfish. So while some of the cooperatives have grown economically quite big, socially their social outlook has much to be desired, and their attitude to the poor members of the community is certainly not in accordance with the Christian and the gospel message. So the program that I propose to, I'm going to propose at least to the People's Cooperative when we meet with the board directors, will be two components, the economic and also the Judeo-Christian principle approach to economic development, the Christian principles. So there's another former priest, a Filipino, who lives only a few blocks away from me, and he would be one of the ones who would join me in this effort. So, and also there's a Scarborough priest who's coming from Canada. He spent 2 years here as a seminarian and speaks the dialect very, very well. So possibly he's interested, he's looking around for such, I think, project. He doesn't want to work exclusively within the structure of the church, as we know it, you know, and would like to have a freer hand in developing Christian community. So maybe we can work out a proposal. So it looks right now that I will be getting back into, as we say, into the harness and working again on these lines. And I think it would be good for me because I only celebrated my 59th birthday on the last 28th of August last. So I God willing, I have a few years ahead. And I guess you get older if you don't do anything. So the house is just about finished. There's not much more than I can do along that line. So it might be good to be getting back again. Maybe it's the will of God that I do, because there's so many people who need help. And so many people not only need economic help, but spiritual liberation too. While the people are Catholic, there is a lot of symbolism and so forth. And maybe it's not the, as Cardinal Sin has said, there's something defective in our faith, in the sense that we seem to be indifferent to the sufferings around us, and not too interested in what happens to our neighbor and what happens to our country. So maybe this could be a means of awakening people, love, real love for each other. Ludi is doing quite well.